cages behind them. The window is no bar to the giant raging fire of an ever-dying star that reaches, rends, seizes poor doomed Frey. No weapon, no defense, as his void burnt flesh is flayed. His sister Freya watches, but her new throat cannot scream, as Odar, her husband, fades as though a dream. In the now eternal instant of her loss, her eyes grew wet. But instead of tears, what falls is golden red as the final sunset. The silver and the platinum of etchings on the wall reach to her, her melting skin, their cold embrace appalls. As she fuses to the core of this abomination train, always watching, but stripped of any way to voice her pain. She sees as Tyr grows the hand he lost to Fenrir's blade, as he fights the teeth of rabid Garm, whose mind like sand has slipped away. But no new limb will save his blood from Garm's devouring jaw, though his fingers find the heart, and they merge dead upon the floor and cosmic madness reigns. At the observation window, Odin watches, untouched by the chaos. Loki stares at her, eyes wide, mind clear.
What is this inside my mind that drags out what I left behind? My eyes now clear, the call begun so long ago. Odin, what have I
done?
Land we built but did not understand. I tried to stop it, but I failed. There's no protection now. We are derailed.